skeptical about the UN would be ill-suited to the job. This week, Democrats raised a fresh concern, saying Bush should not make a recess appointment because Bolton did not tell the truth to Congress that he'd been interviewed in a government investigation into the faulty pre-war intelligence in Iraq. Following the Congress and the midsummer exodus, getting out of town, George Bush heading to the Texas ranch for a few weeks. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts has August to think about the Senate confirmation hearings, which will start September 6th. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says Bush will leave after signing the Central American Free Trade Agreement that Congress approved. This will be the Bush 50th trip to the ranch since he was elected almost 5 years ago. The White House said the date of Bush's return to Washington has not been set, but McClellan says the president will be in Texas throughout August. Bush has gone to Crawford every August since he took office. In Iraq, the chief investigative judge in the case against Saddam Hussein says the former dictator questioned at a hearing about repression of the Shiite uprising there in 1991. Saddam answered questions alone during a 45-minute hearing yesterday about the violence after U.S.-led forces drove the Iraqi army out of Kuwait in the first Gulf War. The top investigative judge on the Iraqi Special Tribunal says he expects to finish the criminal investigation and announce a trial date for the former dictator soon. U.S. troops say they've captured an al-Qaeda cell leader in northern Iraq. Ammar Abu Barra was arrested Wednesday in Mosul, according to a U.S. statement, picked up during a coordinated search operation. No U.S. or Iraqi soldiers injured. New government reports say the violence and resulting security focus are slowing the reconstruction efforts in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The Government Accountability Office says nearly $2 billion intended for power and water projects in 2004 had to be shifted to security and law enforcement. And fighting with rebels, they say, has managed to hold down crude oil production and power generation at pre-war levels. This is Air America Radio News.
Still driving or flying to get to your meetings? I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts! Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
How do you feel when you pull up at the gas pump, fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dick, never doubt, call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, my God, they're searching us on the subway for our own protection. They're going through everybody's stuff. I've never seen anything like that except when they steal your iPod. See, this is really a weird thing in New York. You now have, people searching through backpacks, purses, and pocketbooks and they're not stealing anything. Wow, New York is the safest place on the planet. I've never seen that.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
The world stops on Friday, and I start having me a ball. Cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday is my day.
Well, sometimes the tape jumps, you know, what can I say? Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. It's about 6:30 past the hour. This is the Malloy Program on Air America Radio. Welcome to the Friday edition. I don't know if we decided this last week or 2 weeks ago or 10 years ago or whatever, but on Friday we tried to meld in as many phone calls as we can. So we're going to start taking phone calls pretty early tonight. 866-303-2270 is the number. We have a quick montage of Simple Scotty sound clips for you tonight. The essential quacking of the week. You know, just stuff that he said this week in condensed form. And what you'll find interesting about it is the repetition. We did not re-record the same. We did not borrow. Let me start over again. We took every bit of this montage from different press conferences. It'll sound like we're just repeating, you know, replaying a phrase or a sentence that he said, which is not the case. But we're going to play that for you in a few minutes. And, boy, I'll tell you, when Bill Frist runs for president in the primaries in 2008, of course, he has as much chance as I do. But I wonder how the religious Christian psychopaths in this country are going to react to his flip-flop today on stem cell research, huh? Flip-flop, 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 right? A couple of quick items here, and then on to the phone calls. If you got something to say tonight, let's say it. What we're looking for on Fridays, I think, I don't know, we may only do this tonight. Next Friday, we may do something different. But just your take on some of these incredible stories that occurred this week. But first, there is a summit coming up in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in November. It is the Summit of the Americas. And some 34 heads of state are going to be there. It's at a resort in Argentina, Mar del Plata, about 250 miles southwest of Buenos Aires. There's an effort to keep Bush from attending, saying his presence would raise security concerns in that country. Yeah, no kidding. According to this, Lea Mendez, a candidate in Argentina's upcoming congressional elections, has sought a court order barring Bush from the Summit of the Americas. Now, you know, this has little chance of success. It's some judge. Although, wouldn't it be cool if a judge in Argentina said, yeah, you know, Ms. Mendez is right. Let's bar this murderer from coming. He's a killer. Every place he goes, they have to provide tanks and anti-aircraft guns and fighter planes and masses of armed to the teeth private military, contract players and soldiers and all, you know, they nail manhole covers shut and turn out all the lights and lock the doors and take all the water out of the toilet tanks. And, you know, this guy is an internationally known murderer who travels with this entourage of heavily armed thugs to protect him. So the Argentines, at least this woman, is saying, no, we don't want him here. Stay away. What is he going to do in our country anyway except come down here and try to goose up the further theft of our natural resources? So keep him out. Now, there's probably not a judge in Argentina who's going to go along with this, but it's interesting that Bush is seen all over the planet, isn't he? Tell me a country where this murderous thug is not seen as a murderous thug. Huh? Tell me a country. There aren't any. They're handing out leaflets down there on the courthouse steps of the federal, that's in Argentina, the federal court that's the court that's been petitioned to bar him. And the leaflets say, Bush puts our lives in danger. Ask the courts to keep him out. And Leah Mendez, the candidate for in the upcoming congressional elections in that country, said she was afraid that there might be copycats of the terrorist attacks in New York, London, Madrid, you know, all over the planet. And so it's not worth it, she says, to have Bush there, which is true. I mean, he doesn't add anything to these meetings. He can send his trade representative. He adds nothing. He's kind of like Caesar traveling around, isn't he? This little imperialist punk. God. And then the Associated Press reports, here's the last sentence. Security plans for the summit are in the making, according to Jorge Tayana, a vice minister at the foreign ministry in Argentina, who scoffed at the petition as, quote, not very serious. Okay. EPA's at it again, huh? The Bush crime family, they lie about everything. When evidence is produced or science is produced that they don't like, they just either destroy it, have their own whorish so-called scientists rebut, or, as they did in the case of the EPA, where it concerns the CAFE standards, the fleet economy, you know, gas mileage, they just withhold the report. The other day, the EPA made an 11th-hour decision to delay the planned release of that annual report on fuel economy. The New York Times got a copy of it, and this was in yesterday's paper, of course. This is all old news now because the energy bill is passed. But the content of the report shows the loopholes in American fuel economy regulations that have allowed automakers to produce cars and trucks that are less fuel efficient than they were in the 80s. Can you believe it? Have you noticed that? Have you been wondering, hey, where in the hell's my gas mileage? Right? Have you noticed that? Now, for you folks that drive the big, hoggish, selfish, massive SUV, shame on you. You know, that's all I can do. Now, I did. I did for, how long do we have that Ford Explorer, Kathy? 3 years? Too long? Yeah. Okay. So, I know the shame. You should be ashamed of yourselves if you drive one of those hogs. I drove one, and for 3 years, in Chicago, no less. And we came back here, moved back to Atlanta, and we had it for about 8 months, and I just, you know. And so I haven't done that much better. I now have a pickup truck, a small pickup truck. So I haven't done that much better. But as soon as we get a few more bucks in the kitty, we're going to buy one of the hybrids, one of those little ones like Larry David drives. So I'm not pointing fingers. Feel ashamed. I feel ashamed. Every time I start the damn thing, I think, Jesus, you're driving a pickup truck? Well, but it's a small one. Doesn't matter. You're driving a pickup truck, Malloy. So what they did, you see, releasing the report would have been inopportune for the Bush administration because it would have come on the eve of that final vote on Congress on the energy legislation that has taken the Bush crime family 6 years to jam through, right? So the EPA, instead of being honest, isn't that funny? Ah! Isn't it funny to think of the Bush administration being honest about anything? If these son of a bitches will lie us into a war, they'll certainly lie where it concerns automobile mileage. Right? Now, someone named Aaron Witcher, a spokeswoman for the EPA, said the timing of the release of the report had nothing to do with the energy bill deliberations. How dare you suggest it did? It had nothing to do with that. We always delay things at the last minute. The average 2004 model car truck got 20.8 miles per gallon, 6% less than the 22.1 MPG that the average new vehicle sold in the late 80s got, according to the report. So they didn't like it? Oh, hide it. You know, just don't release it. God. Now, the other night, we were busting the London police for grabbing the guy from Brazil, throwing him to the ground, holding a gun up to his head, and pumping 7 bullets into his brain. Bang, 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 bang. Dead man. That's it. All over. Who apparently was doing nothing except walking around in dark skin. And you're not supposed to walk around in dark skin anymore in countries that are dominated by white people, which would include the UK and the United States and where else? Australia, New Zealand, where else do white people? Most European countries still are dominated by white people. Anyway, having busted up on the London police, you got to give them credit. Tonight, they arrested four more suspects. That brings to 5. The number of people that they busted who are serious suspects, not these showy, oh, we got somebody who was going to bring a dirty bomb into Chicago. Not that kind of crap, you know, that we do in this country. They actually busted four or five legitimate suspects. And, they, you know, they didn't invade another country to do it. They didn't invade Iran. They didn't decide that it was time to go back into Algeria. Or not back into, but to go into Algeria. They didn't decide to invade Northern Ireland. They just went out, did police work, and arrested suspects. And now they will continue their investigation, and if there's any there, they will put them on trial. And if they're found guilty, they will put them in prison for the rest of their filthy lives. What do we do? What does the Bush crime family do? Not that.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin, it maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is coming to DVD.
420, ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award-winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are coming to special edition DVD August 2nd. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatment that corrects the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, Director of the Cornea Service at Weill Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wavescan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and to learn more about wavescan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or pay a visit to www.cornelllaservision.com.
Travierca Planeta.
Chequeando el planeta.
Planet check.
MTV's shooting of its reality TV show, The Gauntlet, hurts critical nesting area. Robert Ovetz from the Sea Turtle Restoration Project explains.
MTV refused to move to another beach where there were no sea turtles nesting. The leatherback sea turtle is the most endangered of all the seven species of sea turtles. It's on the verge of extinction.
Heavy equipment, film crew, and the removal of sand destroyed an estimated 8 nests containing approximately 400 eggs. Ovetz says MTV should have codes of responsibility the next time they shoot in critical biologically rich areas.
And also that they contribute to restoring the damage that they've caused. And so far, they haven't, and we're going to keep putting the heat on them until they do.
Take action at seaturtles.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
21 past the hour, and then of course there's the Bolton thing this week. According to the State Department, Bolton mistakenly told Congress he had not been interviewed or testified in any investigation over the past 5 years. The State Department released that statement yesterday. Oh, no. Well, okay. He was mistaken. As you remember, he was interviewed. He gave testimony in front of the Senate. When was it, Kathy? A week? 10 days ago? I guess last week. Prior to that testimony, he had a written, a questionnaire to fill in. And some of the questions, I said last night, he testified under oath. I don't know if the statements on that questionnaire are sworn statements or not. I have no idea. So I may be wrong on that. But regardless, he lied. Okay? It doesn't make any difference if the lie was an official lie or just a typical Bush crime family lie. An official lie is when you lie under oath, you know, like Bill Clinton did. Bolton was interviewed by the State Department Inspector General as part of a joint investigation with the CIA into pre-war Iraqi attempts to buy those materials from Niger that turned out to be more horse crap. And Bolton claimed, oh, okay, well, not Bolton, but the State Department said, well, he forgot, he disremembered, or whatever the hell word they use now. Joe Biden, who makes me want to throw up, says, quote, it seems unusual that Mr. Bolton would not remember his involvement in such a serious matter. Oh, come on, Joe. Of course he remembers. Are you being sarcastic? All right. Biden said, quote, in my mind, this raises more questions that need to be answered. I hope President Bush will not make the mistake of recess appointing Mr. Bolton, end quote. Well, guess what, Truth Seeker? That's right. You're way ahead of me. Bush being Bush, as soon as he finds out that the world knows that his boy Bolton is a liar, that's when Bush, you know, with that tight-ass reaction that he has, like any schoolyard bully, any idiot, anybody with an IQ under 100, when somebody says, you really shouldn't steal candy from that little three-year-old over there. The idiot marches over to the three-year-old and says, not steal candy? Well, of course I'll steal candy. like another three-year-old. So Bush says today that he will announce next week that he's going around Congress and he's going to make John Bolton a recess nominee to the U.S. Ambassadorship to the United Nations. Huh? Oh, my God. Earlier today, when White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan gave, during his press conference, McClellan gave the strongest indication yet that Bush planned to do just that. McClellan said, it's important that we get our permanent representative in place. This is a critical time. It's a critical time, and it's important to continue moving forward on comprehensive reform. Yeah, okay. Jackleg freak. So as soon as the scandal boils out, you know, another scandal, you know, Bolton's a thug. He's another waste of human DNA that has floated to the surface in the Bush crime family. Right? He just floats in the oval receptacle there, just bobbing up and down, just like the rest of these people. Somebody to come up and flush it, you know what I'm saying? But as soon as he bobs to the surface like the rest of the liars, like the Supreme Court nominee, like just about everybody that works for Bush, as soon as it becomes noticeable that he's a liar, that's when Bush says, okay, here, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shove it right in your face. Nyeh, 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 nyeh. I'm going to just make him a recess appointment, which means and we're stuck with him until, what, January 2007, until this session of Congress ends. What a 10-year-old, huh? I'm sorry. If you're a 10-year-old listening to this program, I'm sorry. What else? Oh, and then, of course, Bill Frist's big announcement today.
Well, I've decided to come out in favor of science. I think we need stem cell research.
Okay, fair enough. Frist said he supports expanding U.S. funding to study embryonic stem cells as potential treatments for disease. Sure as hell made Specter happy, right? Made a lot of people happy. Why is the Senate, why is anybody in the Senate in a debate with anybody in the White House about the rightness of embryonic stem cell scientific research, huh? But, now this is interesting, I love this, because now these mouth-breathing fake Christians, these Christ killers like James Dobson and all these right-wing Christo-fascist organizations who just... you know, they want to have sex with these embryos. That's what it seems like.
Oh, I just love embryos. Oh, come here. Oh, let me stroke your blastocyst. Ooh.
Now, they've got, you know, they've made it clear. Oh, well, Bill Frist is a traitor. He's a traitor. He wants to extend life. We don't. We want life to end so everybody can go to heaven. So it'll be fun to watch the religious right turn on Bill Frist like a pack of hungry dogs on a coon, right?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is the rate report from Quicken Loans. 2005 brings an unexpected opportunity for homeowners as mortgage interest rates take a sharp drop. A temporary shift in the bond markets has driven interest rates to their lowest level this year. Quicken Loans is currently reporting 30-year fixed rates hovering just above 5%. Call 800-651-5633 right away for the chance to cut your payments by thousands of dollars a year. No one knows how long these rates will last, so don't miss your opportunity to get a 30-year fixed mortgage for just over 5%. Call 800-651-5633 today. The timing couldn't be better. The lowest rates of the year just in time for home buying season. Call Quicken Loans to take advantage of this short-term drop in rates that could net you long-term savings. Call 800-651-5633 right away. That's 800-651-5633. This is the Rate Report from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 5.347%.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement, are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot, and when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite. But I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me. For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, there's a rumor going around that I don't like hip-hop, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. There is positive hip-hop out there, folks, and we gonna play it for you. Tune in this week as we play the best of yesterday, today, and tomorrow's positive hip-hop. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show, y'all. It is going to be a blast. This Saturday night on Air America Radio.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay, last thing I want to put on the table here, and then to the phone calls, American Friends Service Committee, you know, the Quakers, well, it's not really the Quakers, but American Friends Service Committee, International Social Justice Organization. They had something to say about the passage of the Central American Free Trade Agreement. When was it? Wednesday night? Mary Lord, who's the Assistant General Secretary for Peace and Conflict Resolution, said, quote, some of the poorest countries in the hemisphere are in Central America. And our experience in Mexico, she's referring to NAFTA, leads us to believe that CAFTA is likely to accelerate inequality and exacerbate poverty in the region. The passage of CAFTA, she added, is a clear message that some members of Congress are unaware of its potential consequences, such as spurring poverty, job loss, and workplace discrimination. Now, according to the American Friends Service Committee, very quickly, CAFTA will threaten the livelihoods of millions of small farmers in Central America and the Dominican Republic because they can't compete against the highly subsidized U.S. agribusinesses that exist here. You know, the family farms that Bush is always talking about the death packs. Of course, they don't exist, except in Bush's addled brain. What we have in this country is our huge agribusinesses. We don't have to name them. You know who they are. Secondly, CAFTA will restrict the ability of poor countries to provide generic medicine to deal with public health emergencies like AIDS and malaria. That's the one I mentioned the other night that to me is the most egregious. These pharmaceutical companies are like the oil companies. They have all the money in the world. They are selfish, murderous bastards. And by the way, that's probably why Frist said he's in favor now of the stem cell research. He's not going to run for the Senate again. Yeah, he thinks he's going to run for president. Yeah, okay. But remember, his family has a controlling interest in this huge network of hospitals. And a lot of this research will be done at the hospitals. So, you know, Frist stands to make another fortune. Anyway, according to American Friends Service Committee, also CAFTA will extend the rights of foreign businesses to sue for monetary damages against in environmental groups when environmental and public health laws chip away at their profitability. They'll be able to sue against the groups and to sue to have the laws overturned. Huh? Think about it. Jesus, this is infuriating. You know why they hate us? This is why they hate us. This is one of the reasons they hate us. So American businesses will go down there and say, okay, listen, we're going to be dumping lead into your water because we use lead. It's a byproduct of the garbage we make to stuff into the living rooms of the stupid American consumers. So, you know, the greedy stupid American consumers who just have to have everything. So, listen, we don't like your environmental rule against lead in your drinking water, you little brown bastard. So, we're going to sue and have it overturned. And they will. And finally, CAFTA will provide greater room for manufacturers to move their factories without protecting the fundamental rights of workers. You want to come and work at my factory? Okay. Okay, come here. You have a sister? Bring your sister in. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you $1 an hour. That's a lot of money, little brown person. Now, the trade and debt specialist for American Friends Service Committee said, although the vote was lost, the debate was won. Jessica Beaumont said, for CAFTA to only pass by two-vote margin, despite intense pressure of the Bush administration, represents a huge shift in Congress. She went on to say, an unprecedented grassroots effort led by people of faith helped raise the ethical and moral arguments against the Central American Free Trade Agreement, which is a trade model that benefits the wealthy at the expense of the poor and vulnerable. Well, okay, I understand, you know, snatching a victory from the jaws of defeat, Ms. Beaumont, but the fact is, it's now the law. And the fact is now, millions of, how do we refer to them? Millions of peasants in Central America. The little brown people, right? The little peasants will now have any chance of a future taken from them. You know, a rewarding future, a successful future. Even doing what they've been doing. You know, if the little brown peasants have been working little 3 and 4 acre farms and raising their little corn and their little whatever they raise down there and taking them to market and trying to sell, you know, that's gone now. That's gone. Why should people buy from the local the village farm when Monsanto or one of these other huge agribusinesses will just flood the area with cheap corn that is subsidized by the American taxpayer. Huh? What? So what happens? Oh, well, Mike, you misunderstand. Then the little brown peasants get cheap corn. Well, maybe they do, but there goes the family, the real family farm. There goes the village, the underpinnings of the economy that keeps the villages going. Gone. Down the toilet. As far as drugs are concerned? When they need drugs for diarrhea and malaria and yellow fever and polio,
whatever the little brown peasants have to deal with, you know. And their governments are trying to get them generic drugs. Well, that's gone now because the pharmaceutical companies based in the United States or the UK or Germany or wherever will come in and say, no, sorry, no more free stuff. You want the drugs? It's $100 a month. What? You only make $100 a year? Okay, you get to die. Sorry. Jesus, have I said tonight yet how much I hate these people? Huh? Okay. Today, Kathy and I and Molly were... where did we go? We went to Target today. What did we buy today? What did we get? We got Molly some pajamas.
And we got her some flashcards.
Some flashcards.
Numbers and colors and yeah. Animals.
And a couple little books.
And cabinet locks so she won't
That's
get
right.
Drano.
Cabinet locks. I love going to Target, don't you?
My favorite store.
Somebody's
going
to email me now and say that Target, you know, I'm sure they exploit some group of people somewhere.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. But we when we're in the car, we sing songs. And with Molly, and she loves him. What do we sing? The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. We sing that one. What's another one?
If you go
down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. If you go down in the woods today, you know, the Teddy Bear's Picnic. So now we've got this new one. What is it? The bus? Bus song?
No, wheels
on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the town. And then you can add verses. So the next verse is about the windshield wipers.
The wipers on the bus
go swish, 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 swish. The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 all through the town. And then we decided in the age of Bush we should add these. The bombers on the bus go boom, 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 boom. The bombers on the bus go boom, 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 all through the town. What was the next one?
The people on the bus go.
The people on the bus.
Well, are blown to bits.
Blown to bits. Blown to bits. The people on the bus are blown to bits all around the town. And Molly just loves it. Molly sits there and claps her hands. Again, Daddy. Except she can't say either again or Daddy, but you can see that look on her face, you know. Especially the bombers on the bus go boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. We're gonna come up with
nursery rhymes for the age of terror.
Yeah.
Because children need to be prepared.
That's true.
Homeland security issues. And how I'm thinking, you know, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some fertilizer, E-I-E-I-O.
And some diesel fuel.
And it could be used for a bomb. Or the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water pipe bomb or something.
Something, yeah, yeah. But I like the bus song because the bus song, you can just keep adding verse after verse. But what do we get? We got the bombers on the bus go boom, 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 and the riders on the bus, or the people on the bus get blown to bits.
Yeah.
What's another one?
That's about as far as we got before I started getting very scared.
And then we saw that car on I-85 today in Atlanta, on Atlanta's Expressway.
A handicapped van.
On fire.
On fire.
Just,
and you never know anymore if it overheated or if it was a terrorist attack.
I know, you just don't know.
You have no idea.
And the traffic, you know, Friday on the expressways in Atlanta is like hell. It's like you've died, and this is where you're going to spend eternity on expressways in Atlanta. So a huge traffic jam. We're trying to get a little bit north of out in the suburbs to go to this electronic store. We also had to buy a little gizmo to fit on the computer so we can edit our little videotapes. And big traffic jam. You know, 8 lanes going north, 8 lanes going south, massive traffic. L.A., forget it. L.A., you guys don't know what traffic is. You have no idea until you have driven around Atlanta. So anyway, 8 lanes, and it's just coming to a stop, and all you see are brake lights, and it's like, oh, no, time to open a vein. And we finally inch up, and here's this van. Was it a handicap van?
It was a wheelchair.
Wheelchair van?
Yeah, it was bad.
Huge fire burning right in the middle of the expressway. Under a bridge. So you know the struts, the supports on the overpass, the expressway are going to be weakened. It's just the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. The bombers on the bus go boom, 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 all through the town. The people on the bus get blown to bits, blown to bits, blown to bits.
Es un hombre insincero. de una familia muy rica. Bush es un hombre insincero.
This is in honor of the passage of Kafka.
Antes de que usted vuelta quiero decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma. Gana dinero, porque Bush gana dinero. Gana dinero.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest SCAP employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds, special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles. Guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance. The oil that's changing oil.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're still driving or flying to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts. Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten minutes before the hour. Oh, this is funny. Penelope in Wilmington, North Carolina writes, my husband and I are rolling on the floor laughing our posteriors off. We were driving to the mountains this week after London bombings and were singing Wheels on the Bus with our kids with a variety of tasteless lyrics just like y'all. Glad to know we're not the only sick parents in the South. Well, thanks, Penelope. Well, no, you can't. You can't not. You know, that's the thing about children's, you know, little kids' songs. They're repetitious, and they lend themselves to just making up lyrics, right? And if your kid is young enough, like Molly is, you know, she's a year old. If the kid is young enough, you know, she's starting to understand certain words, but I don't think yet she understands the word terrorist bomber. God forbid, she probably will. You know? Thanks to...
Just give Chertoff time. She'll be screaming duct tape and plastic wrap by the time she's two.
Yeah, probably. Thanks to George Bush. Ah, you bastard. All right, I keep promising, and I'm such a tease, right? Let's start with George, who's calling from Georgia. George, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, George.
I was just sitting there listening to you, and I'm thinking, do the Republicans think the U.S. is in, Americans live in a vacuum, or the rest of the world lives in a vacuum, don't have access to a computer or satellites or anything else, don't know what's going on? The credibility of the United States, or especially the president, the United States, is going downhill.
Absolutely.
It's always, I've been overseas, I spent about 7 years overseas when I was in the military and as a contract in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And this was during the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And Americans were not very popular then, but now.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Well, you know, and here's the weird part. Just like the article I referenced right at the beginning of the program, in Argentina, they don't want us there. It's not just the Middle East anymore. It's not just India and Pakistan. It's not just Central Europe. Now, even South America, they're saying, just please stay away because you bring death and destruction wherever you go. That's great, huh?
I was talking to a friend of mine. I was telling you, a screener. I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a devout. I've had plenty of discussions about, because I consider myself a conservative Democrat. And I brought up Karl Rove to him, and his reply, I'm going to clean it up a little bit. Well, at least he didn't have oral sex in the White House. And I was thinking, he compromised national security.
Right.
And they jumped all over Clinton for a crime that, if it had been a private business, nobody would have blinked, or it would have been a misdemeanor.
Well, not only that, but I think what a lot of people don't understand is impeachment is nothing more than an indictment. The trial is held by the Senate, and he was found not guilty.
Yeah.
Now, if I am accused of robbing a bank, and I'm found not guilty, whether I robbed the bank or not, that means legally I didn't do it. So when Clinton was found not guilty by the Senate, it means, very simply, unless I'm reading it all wrong, that he did not commit the, quote, crime, end quote, of which he was accused by the House. You see that? People tend to forget that.
Well, they want to, no matter what, Clinton, it was the worst thing that ever happened to us. But, and another point they keep forgetting, and I put this in an editorial I wrote, that when the, if you remember, when the second, when they're going through all that impeachment, when the terrorists attacked, and
right,
then he sent some cruise missiles into Sudan, and I read a report, I don't know how true it was, but I read a report that he missed bin Laden by minutes.
I've seen that too, and I also know that the American mainstream media, led by the nose, as it always is by the right wingers, keep insisting that the factory that Clinton ordered hit was nothing more than an aspirin factory or a vitamin factory. So, you know, you never know what's true anymore. George, it's good to hear from you, pal. I hope you call in again, all right?
Thank you. I will.
All right, sir. Take care.
You too.
Okay, Paul in Minneapolis writes to me, you know about Target, Kathy? Uh-oh, here we go. See, I knew somewhere. Target gives 80% of its political donations to the Republican Party. Costco gives 100% to the Democrats. Think about that when you shop. I live where Target is headquartered and used to shop at least once a week. Now it's once every 6 months. Damn.
Well, the best thing I can say about Target is it's not Walmart.
You're right. Yeah, it's not Walmart. Okay. You just can't escape anymore, can you? Huh? You just can't escape. Oh, well. We should instead of buying books at Target for Molly, we should be writing books for our kid, right? We should take lined a notebook paper and just write her books. No, we shouldn't. All right, Kevin is calling from Connecticut. Kevin, welcome to the program. I just have time to say welcome to the program, and then I'm going to have to put you on hold.
That's okay, Mike. Of course, I listen to you every night on the internet, and I want to say one thing about you before you put me on hold. That
yeah,
you know, you often say you don't have the answers, but I'll tell you one thing that you do have. You have very great perceptions, which are maybe more important than the answer sometimes.
Well, that'll be pleasant for me to think about during the break. All right, stay right there,
okay,
Kevin. We'll come back to you right after the break and listen to what you have to say. And everybody else, tonight we're trying to do as many phone calls as we can, so jump in here, 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
TNT Sunday Night. This summer's hottest action isn't in theaters.
Next loud noise you hear is me.
It's on TNT. Six of the country's best.
I was a fugitive profiler with Naval Intelligence.
Sent undercover to take down 100 of L.A.'s worst.
Well, what are we charging with?
Murder, mayhem, and pissing me off.
Sunday Night.
You can't do this to me!
Don't miss the all-new original series, Wanted. Every Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on TNT. Viewer discretion advised.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Musicians, for the best gear and the best deals, there is only one choice. With over 100 stores nationwide, Guitar Center has the largest selection of musical instruments and equipment at the lowest prices, guaranteed. Guitars, amps and effects, keyboards, software, recording, pro audio, drums and percussion, DJ and lighting. And get this, not only the best deals, check GuitarCenter.com for local store product seminars, artist clinics, and enter to win contests. Guitar Center, the musician's choice, the best gear, the best deals.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-993-1128, 1-800-993-1128, that's 1-800-993-1128.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A former top aide to Ohio Governor Bob Taft has pleaded no contest today to failing to report stays at a coin dealer's home in Florida. That makes him the first person convicted in Ohio's investment scandal. Brian Hicks, who was Governor Taft's chief of staff before becoming a state house lobbyist, found guilty, fined $1,000 after entering the plea on a misdemeanor ethics charge. Afterward, Hicks' former secretary also pleading no contest to ethics violations and fined $1,000. According to the complaint, Hicks paid less than fair market value when he used the Florida Keys home of coin dealer and prominent Republican donor Tom Noe for five nights in March of 2004 and four nights of March of 2003. Governor Taft himself and others investigating by the Ohio Ethics Commission for failing to report up to 60 golf outings over several years. A Taft spokesman says the governor would be disappointed if Hicks and Carroll were found to have violated ethics laws. In London, police say they now believe they got all four of the men who attempted those botched transit bombings in Britain last week. Officials say police raided apartments in London and Rome, rounding up three of the suspected attackers. A fourth was arrested earlier this week in Birmingham. One of the men arrested today believed to be Mukhtar Saeed Ibrahim. He allegedly tried to blow himself up in a double-decker bus in East London last week. The suspect arrested with him, identified as Ramzi Mohammed, believed to be the man photographed wearing the New York sweatshirt after the bombing attempt at a subway station. Two American Marines died in a crash with rebel insurgents in western Iraq. The military says the Marines killed on Thursday by small arms and rocket-propelled grenade fire in a village 175 miles west of Baghdad. Those Marine casualties bring to at least 10 the number of American military personnel who've died in Iraq since last Sunday night, nine of the Americans in hostile action. The Chinese oil company that has been seeking to buy U.S. oil producer Unocal is now reportedly considering dropping that effort. According to published reports, the company called CNOOC is trying to decide between raising its bid for Unocal to as much as $20 billion or to drop it due to political obstacles in Washington. A CNOOC spokesman calls the reports in Hong Kong's South China Morning Post and Financial Times speculation. Unocal first agreed to be acquired by rival Chevron in April for $16.6 billion in cash and stock, but then CNOOC offered $18.5 and may go higher. However, the bid sparked fears in Congress. The proposed deal represented a risk to American economic and national security. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Remember Pauly Shore? He used to be
on top of the world.
But now,
not so much.
Today he's running his family business, the Comedy Store, bringing all of his business savvy.
That's what we should do. Hot girls of the Comedy Store.
To a new comedy series, Sunday nights on TBS.
Look how hot she is.
We have a winner.
Now let's see if she can speak.
Hi, everybody.
That's fine. She's got it.
That's enough.
Pauly Shore is Minding the Store, a new comedy series, Sundays at 10, 9 central, only on TBS. Very funny.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? A recent USA Today article states some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft in the next few years. The facts are, gold has given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. Some experts predict it could more than double, even triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting and growing your savings with this special limited-time offer. Gold, American Eagle coins at only 1% above cost. Once you experience how easy and profitable gold investing can be, you'll work with Blanchard to build an even stronger protection against stock market uncertainty. In addition, Blanchard will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-480-7790 and buy Gold American Eagles at 1% over cost. 800-480-7790. Don't miss out. Call 800-480-7790.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Nabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
EcoTalk.
I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
And I'm Johnny Steele.
Of EcoTalk on Air America Radio, our program covers everything you wanted to know about planet protection, from the practical to the political, but didn't know where to ask. We interview authors, activists, green business leaders, scientific experts, and occasionally ordinary folks who are making an extraordinary environmental difference.
From reuse to renewable energy, from climate change to computer recycling.
Your home for eco-health
and eco-humor.
EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Back to Kevin, who has called in from Connecticut. Thanks for holding on, Kevin. Now, where were we?
Hi, Mike. No, I was just saying that I like your show quite a bit. You're not a self-promoter, which is also refreshing. You're one of the few talk show hosts I hear in the country that is not actually a self-promoter.
What, like trying to sell stuff?
No, sell yourself. You don't try to. Oh. You're not trying to say you got every answer in a book.
Oh Jesus, we don't have any answers. I try to make that very clear. We don't have any answers at all. All I have is a whole bag full of questions. I wish somebody would call this program sometime with answers, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
But anyway, I just wanted to make a few comments.
Sure, go ahead.
The lack of self-reflection of this country, and it's been pointed out by many scholars, besides me. I mean, Norman Mailer said that. Emmanuel Wallerstein has said that. I'm sure you have said that as well, that this, I'm talking about the elites that run the country, have a hard time of ever self-reflecting.
Oh, don't they?
And it's always the others. You know, it's nothing that we've ever done that has maybe caused some of these problems. And then if you say that, well, you're to blame America, Blame America First crowd. Well,
yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
You know, not really. I mean, you know, it's so, you know, when I hear that, I just kind of like say, well, if you tell me that I'm blaming America First, really what you're telling me is that I really shouldn't use any education I learned in the country, which teaches critical thinking, because, you know, and then they wonder why people are not, or then they wonder why there's a dummy down of education if you can't teach critical thinking, or that's being questioned these days, as you know. Of course we're going to have a dumber America.
Well, that's what religio-fascists want. No questions, just instant, mindless obedience.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Hitler wanted. This is what religious freaks want. and that's where we are. We are in a society right now that is dictated by a very strong vocal minority. These are these fake Christian religious freaks and the right-wing political freaks. And until we get rid of them, until we remove them from positions of power, this is going to continue.
It reminds me how a lot of these white Christians in the South were, you know, anti-Martin Luther King, you know, when he was...
Oh, yeah, well, look at the Southern Baptist Convention.
Right.
I believe it's the largest religious organization in America, and it was put together based on racism.
Right, and...
Ah!
Right.
You know, Jesus doesn't like Negroes!
Right, and it's kind of consistent with not liking Muslims today, in a way.
Yeah, I know. It's well, you're absolutely right, Kevin, in your assessment. Let me move on.
Okay, have a good day, huh?
All right. Take care,
yeah,
Kevin.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure you men have a good weekend, and I will. All right. Before we go back to your calls, so let's do this quick montage. This is from this week. Doesn't take a couple minutes. Here's Scott McClellan. Now, every one of these sound bites we took from different, or Kathy took from different press conferences. We didn't loop what he's saying here to have him repeat over and over. This is Scott McClellan just repeating things. Here we go.
The White House has not seen or reviewed the documents from Judge Roberts' time in the Solicitor General's office. I hope Senator Leahy is not trying to demand documents that the President has not even seen. That's why we're moving forward in an expedited fashion to get these documents released from the Reagan Library. We are now expediting that process. We're moving forward in an expedited fashion. The President directed the White House at the beginning of the investigation to cooperate fully with those overseeing the investigation, and that is exactly what we have done.
I want to agree with your characterization. I reject your characterization. What we're doing is helping to advance the investigation. So I reject your characterization. We want to help them get to the bottom of this. That means not commenting on it here from this podium. We didn't get into this overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. And we're not going to get out of it overnight. What this legislation will do is put us on the path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy. A piece of legislation that will put us on a path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy. And that's why this legislation is so important, because it'll put us on the path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy. What this does is it puts us on the path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy. That's why we need to move forward on this legislation that will put us on our path to reducing foreign sources of energy. And that will go to address some of the root causes that have led to higher energy prices. This legislation helps address the root causes of high energy prices and go to the root causes of high energy prices. I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
There you have it, Truth Seeker, the essential, simple, Scotty McClellan quacking of the week. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the rats running around inside his skull? Huh? Just round and round and round. Great big old fat river rats just running around inside of his head. On and on. Or not. Jay is calling from San Francisco. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, what you doing, old buddy?
I'm at work.
Oh, I know. Hey, Mike, I'll tell you something. You are such a godsend. I mean, God bless you. I'm a good Christian by my heart, not by just my words or thoughts or whatever. Anyway, you are truly a godsend to our country or in the world, because you are the point man in this.
Now, wait, hold on just a second. This is just a talk radio show.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you find it entertaining.
No.
You find it informative. All right, informative, entertaining, and fun. Okay, I'll buy that.
God,
but the only person I'm a godsend to is to my kids.
Well, that's true, too. But
okay,
you know,
all right.
People of this country.
Now, wait a minute. You said you're a Christian, but...
But I'm in heart.
Oh, okay. So you are a follower of the actual teachings of Christ.
That's right.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Well, you have my respect.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And you have mine too.
Thank you.
You're the point man. Randy's the you're the point man. Janine and Joe, they're the shock troops, and then Randy's the army. Okay. And then Al is the negotiations at the end. And Jerry's the public relations.
Yeah, I kind of think of Al Franken as the mess sergeant, but that's all right.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of things here. Now, first of all, on 7/25, there was a meeting by Cynthia McKinney, Representative Cynthia McKinney.
Yes, I live in her district, yeah.
Yes. Did you hear about that?
I did indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Did you talk about it yet? I haven't been able to listen to the past couple.
We brought it up just briefly because I'm waiting to get something directly from, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm waiting to get something directly from the Congresswoman's office, but I live in her district, the fourth congressional district here in Georgia, and I'm real aware of I think it went on for 8 hours. She had an 8-hour hearing.
8-hour hearing. Yeah.
About the whole 9/11 thing.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you the truth. I knew that the government was involved. And the first time I knew this, right, was the first time they told George Bush. Not the second time like the movie, but the first time. I've never seen this clip anymore. They showed Bush's face when they told him about the first plane.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have the look of someone saying, "My God, what's happening?" It was, "Gee, I didn't know it'd be that bad."
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Boy,
I knew the sucker. I knew it was up then, man.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting there. But also, now there's another thing from the Arctic Beacon that I found actually on Craigslist.
Did you just send that to me?
No.
Somebody just sent that to me.
Somebody else got that too, huh? Cool. Yeah, about the Global Cleanse 2000?
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that incredible?
It is. I haven't even read the whole thing yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you how to get to it on the Arctic. Well, go to arcticbeacon.com, of course.
Right.
And then go to the 27th July 2000, or first go, then go to articles.
Right.
On the left-hand side. And then the 27th July 2005. And then it'll show you Bin Laden brothers tip off two NASA research scientists, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like all I've read is the headline and the first couple of sentences because somebody sent it to me just a few minutes ago. But
yes. Well, it's a lady named Renee Welch who's coming out, shall we say, out of the dark age, or not, well, the darkness she's been under. She was considered one of the global elite scientists in the country because she was the ESP. Her father had been in the Air Force, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I can't wait to read it. Jay, I have to leave it there. We got a break here, pal. Listen, thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
You will, bud. Bye.
All right, sir. Take care.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is coming to DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are coming to special edition DVD August 2nd. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Travierka planeta.
Chequeando el planeta.
Planet check.
MTV's shooting of its reality TV show The Gauntlet hurts critical nesting area.
Robert Ovetz from the Sea Turtle Restoration Project explains.
MTV refused to move to another beach where there were no sea turtles nesting. The leatherback sea turtle is the most endangered of all the seven species of sea turtles. It's on the verge of extinction.
Heavy equipment, film crew, and the removal of sand destroyed an estimated 8 nests containing approximately 400 eggs. Ovetz says MTV should have codes of responsibility the next time they shoot in critical biologically rich areas.
And also that they contribute to restoring the damage that they've caused. And so far, they haven't, and we're going to keep putting the heat on them until they do.
Take action at seaturtles.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
We're going to tell y'all a little story about a monkey that became president.
I felt it was best to stand on principle, and that is taxpayers' money to use to, for the use to, for the use of experimentation that would destroy life is a principle that violates something is a position that violates a principle of mine.
To this nation's dreams.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, halfwit. Mark is calling from Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's good, it's good. Good show tonight. Thanks again for what you're doing. I love your show.
Well, appreciate it.
You know, there's a big difference between people who listen to your show and people who listen to right-wing radio.
Oh, yeah, people listen to this program, I think, involve themselves in critical thinking. They can't be led anywhere, and they're, for the most part, rebels.
Yeah, and that's what America is, really, that's what America symbolizes, a free-thinking rebel. We're the ones who went against orthodoxy in a Revolutionary War. What I'm running up against when I'm turning these people, because I'm out there, I'm turning people who are excellent ball listeners and that, and my biggest thing that I've been telling people about lately is the grounds for impeachment of the president, the 16 words that he lied during his State of the Union address in 2003. British government has learned that Saddam Hussein sought to acquire, I'm doing this by memory, significant amounts of uranium from
right.
Africa, and of course Joe Wilson showed that was a lie. His own advisors, the president's own advisors, said don't use those words, they're not right.
Right.
And then when the lie was shown for what it was, what do they do? Karl Rove goes out and outs the identity of Joe Wilson's wife, a covert agent, Valerie Plame, countless years of network building for that CIA agent, endangering who knows how many lives, wasting how many of our dollars, and a lot of people don't know this stuff. These people that you talk to, these right-wingers, the difference, again, is that they're passive, they're apathetic, they don't know. And the problem is, it's not that we're dealing with a bunch of dummies out there, it's we're dealing with a bunch of people who are voluntarily ignorant. And we got to take them to task. And we do have to raise our voices with these people, and we got to change some behavior patterns. Because if we don't, we're going to lose something that is very dear to a whole bunch of us, and that's what this country stands for.
Well, I hear you, Mark, loud and clear. What you say makes absolute sense. I call it willful ignorance. And that old saying, there are none so blind as those who will not see. So I'm in complete agreement with you.
It does need to be something that we just hammer with these folks. I mean, you'll get outright denial. I had somebody, I was talking with somebody today about the debt, how he took this surplus that we had, this $2.5 trillion worth of surplus that we had accumulated out of Reagan's debt mess, and finally had some extra. And what did this guy do? He gave it to the rich. And what's the response you'll get from these apathetic people who just get their spoon-fed propaganda and don't even question it? They say, no, that's not true. Our debt, we're $7.9 trillion in debt right now. That's $26,500 for every last citizen in the United States of America.
Ouch.
And that's incredible. And the thing is, what you'll get is, no, that's not right. Yeah, it is right.
I know.
It is
right. I hear you. I hear you. All right, Mark.
Get it into the public discourse. I got free bumper stickers on my website, justsaynotofascism.com.
Justsaynotofascism.com. All right. All right, Mark, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, pal. It's always good to hear from you. Always good to hear from you. I'm going to leave the guy's name off on this email, but here's what he wrote. Mike, I enjoyed your story of shopping at Target. I happen to be a store manager for Target. For anyone who wants to tell you negative things about Target, I want to let you know as a corporation we give 5% of our pre-tax dollars back to our communities. We do this through giving grants to nonprofits who focus on family violence prevention, arts organizations, and early childhood reading. This amounts to over $2 million a week. Also, in reference to the Bush crime family, I had told you not how much I hate these people. Thanks for all you do. Love your program. So does my mom, who took me to a Vietnam protest when I was a toddler. Now that I'm 40 years old, it's come full circle. My mom, who is 75 years old, and I have gone to numerous Iraq war protests in our progressive city of San Francisco. I just hope for the day when America will wake up and get rid of these criminals. Thanks again. And then he signed his name. Yeah, that's very true. When you go into a Target store, you do see those signs. We always see them, right, Kathy, where they contribute pre-tax profits back to communities, which you've got to respect. And a very good friend of ours was a what was she? She was
like a regional buyer or something like that.
Yeah, for Target. Yeah. Okay. Target commercials. Are we getting paid for that? No, I don't think so. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, last little baby in your prime. Brainwashed by the military, brainwashed under duress. Brainwashed by the media, you're brainwashed by the press. Brainwashed by computer, brainwashed by the
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In 1865, the SS Republic, carrying a fortune in gold and silver coins, sank nearly 1,700 feet to the bottom of the Atlantic. The ship's precious cargo was lost for almost 140 years. After an extensive deep ocean search, the shipwreck was discovered by Odyssey Marine Exploration. And right now, you can own these collectible coins, bottles, and astonishing artifacts, all carefully recovered and preserved from this historic shipwreck, by calling toll-free 800-416-4089 or by visiting shipwreck.net. This is your chance to own a rare part of nautical history. Quantities are extremely scarce, so call today to learn how you can own a piece of valuable treasure. Call 800-416-4089. That's 800-416-4089 or visit shipwreck.net.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest SCAP employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds. Special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is coming to DVD.
420, ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are coming to special edition DVD August 2nd. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
This Sunday, starting at 9, 8 Central on VH1. Three all-new reality shows with a celebrity twist. First, an all-new surreal life.
I'm walking into a clown house.
Playing house celebrity style. Then, Hogan Knows Best.
Adam asked me out on a date.
Not as long as my name's Hulk Hogan.
Tough Love Just Got Tougher. Followed by Celebrity Fit Club 2.
Oh, your body over here.
Taking off the 10 pounds the camera adds and then some. VH1 Celebrity. All reality is not created equal. All new episodes this Sunday, starting at 9, 8 Central, only on VH1.
If you're still driving or flying to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts. Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get it to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Jerry Springer.
This is about people who are dying. Your own parents, your own kids, your own friends. They need help, all right? And they need as much research and as much help wherever it comes from. And maybe it's a young child today who doesn't have an illness, but in 20 years will. And if this research can help find a cure, then who the hell is any politician to say, I'm going to veto that bill?
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I don't know. There's just something about Jerry Springer screaming that doesn't quite do it for me.
I just keep waiting for somebody to pick up a chair and throw it and scream, hillbilly whore.
Or lift your blouse and bounce your boobies. Wait a minute, we have somebody on this network that, oh well. Dwayne writes in, Mike, I often wonder if all those against stem cell research will utilize its benefits if they become reality. This would be just another proof of hypocrisy. We talked about that, a couple of months ago. It's like if you're against abortions, don't get one. If you're against stem cell research, don't avail yourself of the medicine, but the potential cures. Or don't let your mama get a cure, or your Uncle Al, who's got Alzheimer's. Don't let anybody in your family, whether it's generations behind you or in front of you, if your child is born with muscular dystrophy, don't avail yourself of the medicine that will come, or the cures that will come as a result of stem cell research. This is one of the reasons I despise organized religion and will have nothing to do with it. Throughout the history of humankind, whenever the first religions were invented, they have been in direct opposition to progress, to science, to truth, to fact, to critical thinking, to reason, to logic. Religion is about faith, and I don't deny that there is a place for faith. My faith does not go into religion. My faith goes somewhere else. But to use religion as a coherent argument against science, against medicine, against research, against logic, is what the religionists have always done. Always. Always. It doesn't make any difference what religion it was. Even before it had been codified and structured. I'm sure way back in Neanderthals, if they had religion, it was probably, oh, don't touch that fire, Thor, because, you know, the fire god doesn't want you to touch it. Well, I was going to use it to invent a smelting furnace so that we can start to use metal, because, you know, the Homo sapiens are using metal, and I think we're going to be made extinct if we... Oh, no! Don't touch it! The fire god will be pissed off! Yeah, but what if we become extinct? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's always, right? Always. Look what the early Catholic Church did to people who were trying to pull the human race out of the Dark Ages. Oh, my God. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Look at modern Islam. Look at modern Christianity. Or not. Michael is calling from New York. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right. Before I get to why I'm calling, let me give you a little bit of small amount of lyrics to add to that great song you were singing earlier.
Okay.
The American people say to impeach Bush, convict Bush. The American people say to remove Bush for the love of God.
Well, that's cool, but yeah. You see, it has to be about a bus.
I know. I just thought to add that in because... you and I have three things in common.
All right, what are they?
We're married men.
Yeah.
We can't stand Bush and company.
Yeah.
And we enjoy shopping at Target, both us and our wives. And that leads to why I'm calling, because
okay.
The nomination of John Roberts.
Yeah.
And I heard thus far what his track record is, and pretty much he really has no respect for women or women's rights.
Right.
People making this whole big thing about Roe v. Wade, that's just a fraction of what I see this administration's doing. As if it's not enough, they're trying to strip the rights of minorities and their critics, but also trying to strip the rights of every single woman and violate them. Let's take a trip backwards a little bit. You have the violation of Valerie Plame. You have the violation of Terri Schiavo and family. You look back to when Bush is trying to cap the medical malpractice lawsuits. A 17-year-old girl got a botched organ transplant from a careless doctor who didn't give a flip. You have another woman that was molested by her doctor for a gynecological exam. You have another woman who acquired HIV from a dentist who was already positive, transmitted the disease with his work. And then go back like 10 years ago, in a town in the state of Virginia, which, of course, is a heavily conservative state, a town which is law enforcement was very corrupt and siding with domestic violence. How should I say it? The guys or husbands or boyfriends that would beat their women. The same town that was the focus of the Lorena Bobbitt case.
Mm-hmm.
And then add one more thing that I don't know if you know about this, but I only learned from this from visiting the chat rooms. There's a certain website, and I can give it to you right now, thoughtcrimenews.com. There is a startling report in there. Do you want me to brief you about it?
No, that's all right. Thoughtcrimenews.com?
Yeah, it's either .com or .org. But look up a certain incident regarding Bush back in 2002 and a woman that filed criminal charges.
Oh, this was the rape charge and the woman wound up dead?
Thank you. Very good.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I don't know about this stuff. I don't know what to think, Michael.
But
my head.
Just 48 hours.
Hey, when you were a kid, did you ever eat cream of wheat?
Yeah, I still do. Maple brown sugar.
Okay, that's what my brain feels like, a bowl of cream of wheat. So when I hear something like what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of people sent me all kinds of stories back when that was a hot web topic, the woman who accused Bush of rape, and then who wound up dead, you know, I my brain goes like cream of wheat. I don't know what to think. Do
I know? But you know what the scary thing of the whole thing is? You know who really has it the worst?
Who?
Are the women whose husbands are overseas in Iraq fighting this illegal war, because God knows what could happen to these women, especially those that are pregnant. They're going through stress. They're liable to suffering miscarriages, because, you know, a pregnant woman gets stressed, they can suffer miscarriages, and if something happens to the women, the husbands are not around to console their wives or defend them.
I hear you. I got to leave it there. Michael, you make great sense. Thanks for checking in, Bill. I appreciate it. What was the play where the women, in order to get their men to stop fighting?
Lysistrata.
What was the play where the women, in order to get their men to stop fighting, they decided to withhold sex? Was that Lysistrata?
Lysistrata.
I just wanted to get the whole question out. I knew it was Lysistrata.
You didn't ring the buzzer fast enough.
I knew that. I knew what it was. I can't help but think about that when every time, especially here in Georgia, we have more military bases in Georgia, it seems like, sometimes, than we have church. Well, no, that's not true. But we have a lot of huge military bases here. And of course, we have Fort Benning, which has the School of the Americas, where we have, since over the past five decades, trained officials from Central and South America on how to go home and kill and murder and torture and rape and beat to death their own civilians in order to protect U.S. corporate interests. You know, that's Georgia. Georgia has, I don't know, we have more military bases than California or North Carolina, but we have a hell of a lot of them. And every time, there was a report the other day, four soldiers stationed in a military base here, all were killed in Iraq. At the same time, they were all in the same unit, and I believe they were either Reserve or National Guard, and it's just tragic. It's tragic beyond belief. And then they have the pictures of the wives. In the most cases, they're young women, in most cases, and in very frequently they have little kids, or like our caller said, you know, they're pregnant, and it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because nobody attacked us. In Iraq, this country had not been invaded by the Iraqi army. There is no reason, none, for these young women and their kids. It's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. I've had to learn to discipline myself not to think about this, not to think about it. And it's difficult when you have a small kid yourself, like I do, because when I look at Molly and I see how much she really enjoys playing with me and playing with her mom, but playing with me, and I think, you know, there's a lot of risk. I'm not going to be around anyway for the better part of her life, because there's such a vast age difference here. But when I look at Mali and I see this little kid, and I think about these soldiers, how many now? 1,800 of them? I don't know how many had children, but I think about their little kids, their 2 and 3 and 1 year olds and their 6 year olds, and then take it up a notch, you know, their young daughters that are 12 and 14 and their sons that are 15. You know, and dad joined the reserves of the National Guard because dad thought that would be a good thing to do in case something bad happened here. And now their dads are dead. And George Bush, that evil son of a bitch, killed them.
At such a cost, for absolutely no gain, and for all of those who will be wandering in this space, they will be stuck between a rock and a hard, hard place. Mothers in arms, what would you do if you were alive?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Think Film invites you backstage to discover the funniest joke you've never heard.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
Until now.
Guy goes into a talent agent's office and says, I have the greatest act in the world.
One joke.
And the agent goes, well, what do you people do?
100 comedians.
I come out in crotchless panties.
No holds barred.
Where do you hear this?
Critics are unanimous. The Aristocrats is obscene, disgusting, vulgar, vile.
I'd like to see that action.
Might be the funniest movie you'll ever see.
It's pretty spectacular.
You'll laugh till it hurts, agrees Rolling Stone.
I hate the joke, although the premise is funny.
And if you've even heard of Pat Robertson, warns Vanity Fair, bring a defibrillator.
Think about that for a second. I'll wait.
No nudity, no violence, unspeakable obscenity.
He is completely covered with...
She blows a smoke ring out of her,
and then we all drop our jaws and take a huge...
The Aristocrats. Get in on the greatest dirty joke ever told. This film is not rated.
Woohoo!
Now playing in select theaters.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use gotomypc to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
For the sake of peace in this world, the United States must maintain every advantage and weaponry.
Every advantage and weaponry. Isn't that the U2 song that was in memory of the disappeared? It's called titled "Mothers of the Disappeared." Yeah. In Chile, Argentina. Hey. Robin is calling from Minneapolis. Robin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Robin. How are you?
I'm a second-time caller. I don't know if you remember me, but you probably don't. That's okay.
Well, that's okay, though.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you called back.
Well, I try a lot, you know. Anyway, as long as you keep me on hold, I think of more to talk about.
Yeah.
But I won't take your program, okay?
Okay.
First of all, I wanted to tell you that both you and Kathy are marvelous, awesome parents. I looked at the pictures in the gallery.
Well, that's very kind of you. Molly is just a delight. I mean, we honestly believe that anybody could be a good parent to Molly because she's just such a fun kid.
Well, I'm a mom. I've got a 24-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
And he's a delight, and he's always been a delight. I raised him by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had a good mother. I had a wonderful mother. She used to... We made up versions to anti-war songs when I was a kid all the time.
Mm.
I went to my first demonstration when I was 14 in Washington, D.C., without my parents.
Huh.
I was tear gassed. It was quite an education. Let's see here. Oh, and that blurb that you put on the radio there a little while ago, that repetitive blurb.
Yeah.
I think I've got the answer. I think they're all programmed androids.
You think that's it?
I think somebody's put a chip in them. And if we don't be careful, they're probably going to try to put a chip in all of us. And what else was I going... and the other thing I was going to mention about your stories.
Yeah.
You could be a new Grimm's. You know, Grimm's went a long way, Grimm's fairy tales.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
They weren't really pretty.
No, they were grim.
Yeah, they were.
Isn't that funny the way that, never mind, you know what I mean.
Yeah. And then I was wondering if I could sing a little song, a very quick one.
If it's quick, sure, go ahead.
Okay. And if you need to cut me off, just let me know and I'll stop.
Okay.
It's not pretty. It's not a fun one, but anyway.
Okay. Right.
It goes, in the place where our city was destroyed, where we buried the ashes of the ones that we loved, there the green grass grows and the white waving weeds, deadly harvest of two atom bombs. Then people in the world, we must watch and take care that the third atom bomb never comes. All that men have created with their hands and their minds for the glory of the world we live in, now it can be smashed, in a moment destroyed. Deadly harvest of two atom bombs. Then people of the world, we must watch and take care that the third atom bomb never comes.
Well, that's beautiful. You have a lovely voice, Robin. That's very pretty. That sounds almost like a liturgical, almost like a chant that belongs in some sort of. That's a great song. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. And I think you ought to put some pictures of Kathy on there.
I'll do it. Thanks, Robin. You have a nice evening. Didn't you have a pretty voice, Kathy? I mean, it's hard to do that when you're doing it over the phone and over a radio and all the crap you have to go through to get it out. But she had a great voice.
The bombers on the bus go boom, 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 boom.
No, I have a new one. The engine on the bus burns lots of oil, lots of oil, lots of oil. The engine on the bus burns lots of oil all through the town. And then this one. The engine on the bus puffs poison gas,
poison gas,
poison gas.
The engine on the bus puffs poison. That's hard to say.
Puffs poison. Yeah, it
puffs
does.
Puffs poison
yeah.
gas.
Okay, all right. Somebody just tuning in right now, just going, oh, Jesus, this is liberal talk radio? Huh? This is liberal talk radio? No wonder their ratings are only up 600% in most markets. That was one of my pet peeves this week. A lot of emails, reports from the brain dead flying monkey right circulating around about Air America. They don't have the audience. Oh, bat squeeze. Good God. You know, and what really gets me, these people have no idea. They never see Arbitron. You can't see Arbitron unless you're in the business. Some newspapers will publish what are referred to as 12 plus. That's all audience for all radio stations over the age of 12.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
If Savage had your numbers, he'd throw his away.
Well, the same goes for Randy and Sam and Janine and
Franken and Springer and Mark and Mark and Rachel and all the good little
everybody,
boys and
everybody,
girls in America.
Everybody. We got one of our suits sent us some ratings from all over the country, and they're astonishing. So when you hear this, I mean, they're astonishing to me, and I've been in the business 20 years. So when you hear this stuff from the right-wingers about how Air America is not doing what it's capable of doing, don't believe it.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, big business, and the environment. Republicans have gotten worried and started saying that Roberts should blow off serious questions that will come up during confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch even compared John Roberts to Jesus, saying that questioning Roberts is like, quote-unquote, trying to undermine Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get...
$250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1,000,000 trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon, and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at Super8.com.
For the first time ever on ABC, it's the CMA Music Festival, the only event where you can get up close and personal with your favorite country music stars. With amazing performances by Big and Rich, Dolly Parton, Rascal Flatts, Trisha Yearwood, and many more. The CMA Music Festival, your front row seat to country music's biggest party.
It's the Super Bowl, the World Cup, it's the World Series of country music.
Tuesday, August 2nd at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush White House inching closer now to stepping around Congress and temporarily installing John Bolton as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Bush has the power to fill vacancies without the usual Senate approval while Congress is in recess, which starts today. Under the Constitution, a recess appointment would last only until the next session of Congress, which starts January of 2007. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan gave the strongest indication yet that Bush would use his recess appointment authority after Congress leaves town for the August break. McClellan noting the UN General Assembly has its annual meeting in mid-September. Critics say Bolton, who's been accused of mistreating subordinates and is openly skeptical about the UN, would be ill-suited to the job. This week, Democrats raised a fresh concern, saying Bush should not make a recess appointment because Bolton did not tell the truth to Congress that he'd been interviewed in a government investigation into the faulty pre-war intelligence in Iraq. Following the Congress and the midsummer exodus, getting out of town, George Bush heading to the Texas ranch for a few weeks. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts has August to think about the Senate confirmation hearings, which will start September 6th. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says Bush will leave after signing the Central American Free Trade Agreement that Congress approved. This will be the Bush 50th trip to the ranch since he was elected almost 5 years ago. The White House said the date of Bush's return to Washington has not been set, but McClellan says the president will be in Texas throughout August. Bush has gone to Crawford every August since he took office. In Iraq, the chief investigative judge in the case against Saddam Hussein says the former dictator questioned at a hearing about repression of the Shiite uprising there in 1991. Saddam answered questions alone during a 45-minute hearing yesterday about the violence after U.S.-led forces drove the Iraqi army out of Kuwait in the first Gulf War. The top investigative judge on the Iraqi Special Tribunal says he expects to finish the criminal investigation and announce a trial date for the former dictator soon. U.S. troops say they've captured an al-Qaeda cell leader in northern Iraq. Ammar Abu Barra was arrested Wednesday in Mosul, according to a U.S. statement, picked up during a coordinated search operation. No U.S. or Iraqi soldiers injured. New government reports say the violence and resulting security focus are slowing the reconstruction efforts in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The Government Accountability Office says nearly $2 billion intended for power and water projects in 2004 had to be shifted to security and law enforcement. And fighting with rebels, they say, has managed to hold down crude oil production and power generation at pre-war levels. This is Air America Radio News.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I'm Angie Coiro. This week on Mother Jones Radio, incomparable songwriter and guitarist Ry Cooter.
Don't call me red, don't turn me down, I've got a plan.
Politics, history, communism, capitalism, the joy of music, all in Chavez Ravine, his new CD. Sunday on Mother Jones Radio, here on the Air America Radio Network.
Don't call me.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. If you didn't know, the U.S. Senate today passed a bill reauthorizing the USA Patriot Act. So I'll certainly sleep better tonight, Kathy, won't you? Huh? Knowing that civil liberties in this country now don't mean a damn thing. I've said this before. I wonder when they're going to come for Randy Rhodes. I wonder when they're going to come for Sam and Janine. Did you hear Janine tonight? She's been doing, what's she doing, 6 or 7 segments for West Wing. So Sam has been doing a great job soloing on that program. And Janine was there tonight. Sam was not there. Sam's about to be a father, right? But we listened to Janine. When was it, the second hour? She was really pissed. I miss hearing Janine on the air. I really do. But, you know, you got to answer the call when they tell you to come and be on the West Wing, right? What do we do in our spare time? Oh, that's right. We go to Target.
The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 swish. Swish.
All right. We're starting to lose audience now with all this big bus songs. All right, Lynn is calling from D.C. Lynn, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lynn.
That was a nice segue because that's my question is about the U.S. Constitution versus the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And now I may be incorrect on my perception of the present status for U.S. citizens, but since the Patriot Act has been passed, our 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 11th, 12th, and 14th Amendments are null and void, from what I understand.
Thank you.
Also, the regarding the Articles of the U.S. Constitution, well, the Bush crime family has just gotten more blatant lately and are totally ignoring the Articles, even in Bush's actions in readjusting, what was that, who will fall in line for the presidency?
Oh, yeah, they moved. Who did they move up to, 7th position? I didn't realize that they could do that.
I didn't either.
The guy who's in charge of Homeland Security.
Chertoff the devil.
Of the devil. I think that's what happened. Yeah. And see, that's a new one on me. I thought, Lynn, that in order to alter the Constitution like that, I don't know. I don't know any longer.
Well,
I just don't know.
They're supposed to go through Congress. Randy puts a good thing out there. Anything that comes out of their mouth, the easiest way to accept it, always take it in the reverse.
Yeah, oh yeah, I agree.
Because,
completely agree.
They're lying scumbags.
Absolutely.
And so I'm right. My perception on these amendments, we have the right for a fair trial, due process of law, unreasonable searches and seizures.
The right to confront our accusers?
Exactly.
All of that's gone.
Yes.
The right to be secure in our homes, our papers, our personal dealings, unless a warrant is issued.
Equal protection of the law.
It's gone.
Yes, and people don't seem to realize this. And I hear them saying, we've got to do something before. I'm like, before?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, they have already, they're getting away with it because they play chess. All of their men are already in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing that has me really, really concerned, Lynn, is that, no, they are not pulling people off the street today. A couple of years ago, they rounded up 800, 1,000, 1,500, who knows, Muslim or Arab speakers, Muslim men or Arab speakers, but they're not coming around pulling people off the street that concern Americans to any degree. Remember what Martin Niemöller?
Right, yet.
Exactly. And remember what Martin Niemöller said in Germany, that famous thing about they came for the socialists and I said nothing because I'm not a socialist, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And here we are, and I agree with you. It's like all this stuff is being put into place, all these horrendous attacks on the Constitution, mm-hmm. these laws that now supersede constitutional protections and civil and human rights. They're all very quietly, relatively speaking, being put into place. What happens then when the Bush crime family engineers another attack on this country and they have to declare martial law and the people say, no, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden they find out that even protesting is now illegal.
Oh, well, they already put us in zones.
Yeah.
If they have free speech zones, Mike, what are the areas called that are outside of the free speech zone?
Yeah, really. Remember when all of America used to be a free speech zone?
Exactly.
So I don't know. I share your concern, Lynn.
I'm really in trouble because I'm not only African American, I'm a female, and I'm Muslim.
Oh my!
And handicapped. I'm 58 years old. So.
Well, you left when? Are you a lesbian?
No, I don't go there. But
well, learn how to handle a weapon, dear heart. Learn how to handle a weapon, Lynn. Good to hear from you. Take care of yourself. Okay.
Okay?
All right. We'll chat again. Yeah, learn how to handle weapons. Isn't that something? Learn how to handle a weapon. Never mind. Why bother? Leon is calling from Alpine, New Jersey. Hey, Leon, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to finally speak with you. You've been a savior to all of us in the blue states, and I don't know how you live down there in Georgia with the Nazis. I really don't.
Carefully.
I hope so.
Okay, we're very, very much disguised. If you saw us coming down the road, you would say, "Damn, here comes another couple of rednecks and their little brat."
Quickly, let me tell Lynn, I think in her condition, I think she should move as far away from D.C. and the White House as possible with the way things are coming down the road.
Yeah, I hear that.
Hearing you guys sing, you sound like the Von Trapp family, or I feel like I'm listening to The Sound of Music tonight with everybody.
Oh, well, we apologize for that.
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, you both have good voices. Anyway, just a few quick points before I come to my major point. I cannot watch, as of last week or the past few weeks, the History Channel anymore when they have shows on Hitler, because everything they talk about basically is what I'm experiencing now with this government.
Isn't that scary? I kind of noticed the same thing. I've always been fascinated with the evil that Hitler represented and the evil he brought to a so-called Christian nation back in the 30s. I'm right with you. Watching the History Channel now is something I just can't do because I see Bush.
It's painful. It's painful. Two more quick points. I worked in Midtown Manhattan on 9/11, and I know when those F-16 jet fighters or whatever model they were showed up finally over Manhattan. For that reason alone, some kind of treason was committed by somebody. And knowing that Bush, the appointed drunk, as I like to call him, walked into that school and when the first building had already been hit, that's treason. Something treasonous right there, as far as I'm concerned.
I hear you. I hear you, Leon.
And nobody has been found. Nobody's responsible for their actions anymore. Nobody has been fired for anything.
No, and where it concerns the complicity of the Bush crime family and the attack on this country, I wonder if we'll ever know about that. Leon, I have to leave it there, pal. Thanks, Leon. Have a great weekend. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians, for the best gear and the best deals, there is only one choice. With over 100 stores nationwide, Guitar Center has the largest selection of musical instruments and equipment at the lowest prices, guaranteed. Guitars, amps and effects, keyboards, software, recording, pro audio, drums and percussion, DJ and lighting. And get this, not only the best deals, check GuitarCenter.com for local store product seminars, artist clinics, and enter to win contests. Guitar Center, the musician's choice, the best gear, the best deals.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds, special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The distance, 21 past the hour. So Bill emails in from South Carolina. Mike, by the way, feeling slightly suicidal today or yesterday. I wore my Bush, worst president ever, T-shirt out in Charleston, South Carolina. My wife begged me not to, but I was in a terrible mood. I walked into a Circuit City to see what was new in computer pieces and parts, and by the time I walked out, I'd collected 8 compliments, including all the store clerks and almost all the customers I passed. Could things be changing for the better? This is South Carolina, the belly of the beast. Signed, Bill. Maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it takes. We've had 5 years of this monster and his demon, satanic, vampiric crew. If people are waking up in deep in the South here to this thug, maybe there is some hope. Of course, that's Charleston. Now, I realize Charleston is pretty much conservative, but, you know, it's Charleston, if you know what I mean. A lot of closet liberals in Charleston who maintain a facade of being a conservative, but are in fact closet liberals. I wish I had the guts to wear a T-shirt like that into the suburbs of Atlanta, where these mouth-breathing so-called fake evangelical Christians in their mega churches, you know, where they wave their arms in the air on Sunday morning and get this blissed-out look on their face. Why? Because the Spirit of Christ is moving on them? No. Because they're thinking, well, if I wave my arms here, maybe Jesus will give me a new SUV. Oh. Yeah, like that. Alicia is calling from Los Angeles. Alicia, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Hey,
for
my pleasure.
My
sure.
I just wanted to talk about CAFTA. I can't believe that Democrats vote for this. How could that have happened?
I don't know. I don't know. 15 Democrats made sure that this became law, and it's shocking.
I mean, it's just, you know, it couldn't be worse for everybody except for the corporations. It's bad for them. It's bad for us, you know, and.
Well, think about the Central Americans. You know, we were touching on this during the first hour of the program. The American Friends Service Committee, the social justice organization that most of us are familiar with, put out a press release about what this is going to do to the people in Central America. Not to mention Americans, of course. But it's horrifying. It's horrifying. I live in hell now. This is hell, and demons are running the government.
That's the absolute truth. It's, you know, they must sit around and think, how can we screw every person in the country and the world? You know, they just, what else can they be doing?
And that attitude can only come from people who are evil. You know, I talk about the Bush crime family. We talk about how evil these people are. I mean, what other conclusion can you draw? I've brought this up several times. I've asked if any of these right-wingers out here would like to call the program, and you know, under a white flag, I'll even declare a slight truce, so that they can call this program and tell the audience one thing, just one thing, that the Bush crime family has done to benefit the citizens of this country. Not the wealthy, not the corporations, but the citizens in general. One thing, just one. And nobody, not one of these people in a year, have had the courage or the guts to take me up on it. And it's not, I guess it's not a matter of courage or guts. There just is nothing.
Well, I mean, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I've never been, you know, anti-Republican in that way. They were always sort of the loyal opposition, you know.
Right,
I don't
right.
agree with them. They've got their side and we've got our side, but it's all different now, you know.
I know,
it's completely different now. These aren't even real Republicans.
No, they're not.
You know, they're not conservative. They don't conserve. They just, you know, they spend, they steal, they kill. These are not conservative values.
No, they're not.
You know, and they've been hoodwinked. The conservatives have been hoodwinked, you know, and pretty soon they're going to find they've been taken for a ride.
Yeah, well, that day can't come soon enough. Alicia, yeah. Thanks for checking in, all right?
Thank you.
All right, you have a nice evening. You know, I've followed that same line of reasoning that Alicia follows, that these right-wingers, these conservatives have been fooled, faked out, hoodwinked. But I'm beginning to think otherwise. I'm beginning to think, no, these right-wingers are just basically selfish, greedy, pissy, evil people. I don't want to be in the same room with them. I don't want to be in the same city with them. And I'm getting rapidly to the point I don't want to be in the same country with them. You know what I'm saying?
Except, of course, for the high death rate. Abortion's wrong, capital punishment's right. Killing poor bad people is something I like. We're all compassionate conservatives, don't you know? Call you back, but I'm watching my portfolio grow.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court,
the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, big business, and the environment. Republicans have gotten worried and started saying that Roberts should blow off serious questions that will come up during confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch even compared John Roberts to Jesus, saying that questioning Roberts is like, quote-unquote, trying to undermine Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest SCAP employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds. Special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. I mean, this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Laura Flanders.
It's the best Congress big money can buy. Corporate America has an energy bill that's all about them, and a Supreme Court nominee whose pro-business bias barely gets a mention. We'll talk about going local for energy alternatives and get the scoop on John Roberts and the Federalist Society. Then, post-AFL, post-CAFTA, are labor unions working for you? And now that Latin America has its own TV network, we'll talk with Tariq Ali about a plan for something similar right here. It's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Reg, over at TVNewsLies.org, send this to me. I've got to correct myself again. The Senate approves a partial renewal of the Patriot Act. As Reg writes, it's not a total victory for the Repugs, and it's not yet final. Here's what it says. This is in tomorrow's Washington Post. The Senate approved legislation last night that would make permanent most provisions of the USA Patriot Act, while placing new limitations on the government's use of secret search and surveillance powers. It goes on to say the vote by unanimous consent in the Republican-controlled Senate marks a defeat for the Bush administration, which campaigned heavily for total renewal of the law. The vote sets up fall negotiations between the Senate and the House. The congressional debate was complicated by a decision released yesterday in California where a federal judge ruled for the second time that several provisions of the USA Patriot Act and related laws are unconstitutional. Yeah, I would hope to damn shout. It goes on to say here, the renewal would tighten restrictions on the FBI's power to seize financial documents and other business records, and would place a four-year limit on two of the Patriot Act's most controversial provisions. Well, it's like Reggie says, it's a partial victory. Because, you know, I don't like that. A four-year limit on two of the Patriot Act's most controversial provisions, that means squat to me. The whole damn thing should be thrown in the gutter where it belongs. That's where the USA Patriot Act should be, in the gutter. Or at least the members of the Senate, forget the House. The House is a sewer. And the good guys and gals in the House are drowning in the sludge put in that sewer by Tom DeLay and the rest of these Republican animals. But the Senate, it should be a requirement that every single senator read every single word in the USA Patriot Act and have next to it the enabling laws written by Adolf Hitler that were approved by the German Bundestag, and as a third document, the U.S. Constitution, most specifically the Bill of Rights, and have every single senator, as a requirement of his or her voting on this filthy piece of garbage called the USA Patriot Act, a strict requirement, read all three documents. Read them slowly. Thanks, Reg. Roger is calling from Texas. Roger, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, and let me know if I break up. I'm on a cell phone. My question is, in reference to Bill Frist's, you know, stem cell position today,
yeah,
and the quickly announced, you know, opposing positions from Bush and DeLay. Now, my question is quite simple. Is this a real split from these guys, or is this just posturing because they've seen in the polls that stem cell research is becoming a popular issue with the people? And yet they know they can't, you know, they can't lose their hold on the right. So I think it looks to me, if you want my take, it looks like they might be waffling to where, you know, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too without splitting their base. What's your take on that? Is it a real split? You know, like, does Frist really oppose delay or what? Or is this just smoke and mirrors?
I wish I had a legitimate answer. I don't know. Frist, to me, is the worst sort of snake oil salesman. This is a thug who will put his own interests before the interests of his country, his patients, whatever crappy religious belief that he has. So I don't know. I really don't. I think his colleagues in the Senate, Democrat and Republican, believe that he has made a serious 180 here and will try to work with Democrats, or I should say try to work with reasonable thinking people to get some sort of legislation passed. But I don't know. It used to be you could adjust for a certain amount of BS coming out of a politician's mouth, whether he was Democrat or Republican, say a 10% a BS factor. Now it's like a 90%, or in the case of Republicans, 100% BS factor. So I don't know how to judge anymore. You understand what I'm saying with that?
Exactly. Well, see, these fascists scare me because what's happening, and you know about the hints at pulling out in 2006, their only goal is to stay in power. Okay, and so if stem cells are becoming a popular issue, they know they've got to get that. I saw it coming because I thought, well, gosh, big pharmacy is in their pockets, you know. So it's like I knew those guys were going to want, you know, some movement on the stem cell issue, and I thought, how are they going to work that out, you know? But I smell a rat. Yeah, you know, we all want stem cells, you know, but. But I'm very suspicious of the way they're posturing.
I hear you.
I don't think they're as you know, disunited as it might look. But I'm gonna hang up. It's great to talk to you again. But I want to tell these people, and I've heard you discuss it. I haven't discussed you with you, but I'm one of those people who about a month or two, 3 months after 9/11, I sort of started looking, stacking the facts up, and you know, there's only one phrase you need to keep in mind. Preponderance of evidence.
There you go.
And if anybody will look at, not conspiracy theories here, not what's unknown, look at what is known, mm-hmm. You know, and kind of take the local cops approach of means, motive, and opportunity, you know, your conclusion will be, and I'm not saying it because I don't know, but your conclusion based on preponderance of evidence would be that because of what these people wanted to achieve and okay, PNAC is the real smoking gun. They said it before it ever happened. We need a new Pearl Harbor. Well, they got their new Pearl Harbor, and now these people are getting exactly what they want. What's scaring me is, like you've been talking about tonight, and I've just finished a couple of books on World War II, and yes, the Hitler parallels are damn scary. The fascism, I mean, you know,
sure.
I'm scared and I'm worried, you know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to these people in the middle. I know you got the right that's never going to change. But there are good people in this country, good people who don't believe in all that hogwash. They're maybe not that political. And like a woman told me, she said, I'm just not going to vote for John Kerry. And I thought, you know, these people have got to wake up. I think, unfortunately, they're going to have to be hurt bad before they wake up.
I hear you, and I think that's the truth. Roger, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. You have a nice evening. You know, it's a good question, and that thought crossed my mind. I watched a bit of C-SPAN or wherever we saw it today, whatever Kathy had on the television when Frist was making his statement about stem cell research. And one of the first thoughts that crossed my mind, because I don't trust him. He's a shifty-looking old bastard anyway. He's a liar. His family has been involved in fraud. He's a religious fanatic. He is the fake Christian equivalent of the fake Islamist psychopaths. They are almost mirror images of each other. So, you know, the same thought popped in my head. You know, what's this guy doing? This is a lie. This is trickery. Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Hey, Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
First, I don't think there's anything that can't be explained politically these days by the phrase, the good old Watergate phrase, follow the money.
Yeah, yeah. That's especially with this crew.
Yep.
Because yep. these people are the Bush crime family. One of their highest callings is they are highwaymen. They're bandits. They're thieves. They're just common crooks. In a different setting, these people would be like Ken Lay at Enron. Matter of fact, they are Ken Lay at Enron. They are about fraud and theft and deceit and lies. But follow the money. That's a good overview of these people. Yeah.
But the reason I called was.
Yeah, go ahead.
The way that so many Democrats in Congress roll over and play dead has inspired in me a new verse for your sing-along with Molly.
Yeah.
I call it the reverse Rosa Parks verse.
Go ahead.
The Democrats slink to the back of the bus, back of the bus, back of the bus. The Democrats slink to the back of the bus without even being told to.
That's good. That's good. And thank you for only singing one chorus.
That's all I've got.
Because I think our listeners tonight get a little bit tired of our on the bus songs. Well, that's good.
Sometimes it's the only sanity left in this world, though.
I hear that loud and clear. Thanks, Susan.
Okay, good night.
All right, you have a nice evening. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. A few more phone calls before we bail out of here. So stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
With the Fourth Amendment on, I got on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them while being cash crossed. Take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-863-WORD. That's 863-WORD. 1-800-863-WORD.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? A recent USA Today article states some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft in the next few years. Facts are, gold has given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. Some experts predict it could more than double, even triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting and growing your savings with this special limited-time offer. Gold, American Eagle coins at only 1% above cost. Once you experience how easy and profitable gold investing can be, you'll work with Blanchard to build an even stronger protection against stock market uncertainty. In addition, Blanchard will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-480-7790 and buy Gold American Eagles at 1% over cost. 800-480-7790. Don't miss out. Call 800-480-7790.
But Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
To border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
My faith is gone. My faith is gone. When is your mission complete? When the whole world's insane, can you tell me, please? I'm listening. My faith.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks again tonight, and as usual, our group in New York City who produced the program for us, assisted in it, resident rock star Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, our two engineers. Associate producer David Fizikas, who also handles your phone calls. And to our expatriate group of co-conspirators, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at thewhiterosesociety.org, Mark Marshall, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody. Kathy Bays, our executive producer, of course. Stan is calling from Minnesota. Stan, welcome to the program.
Wow, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Sure.
Long-time listener. I don't know, right off the bat, all I want to say is you do such a thorough job of covering things that I wouldn't know where to start on the issues. I just wanted to plug a couple things real quick here, if it's all right.
Sure, go ahead.
A book I just finished not too long ago, I wish more people knew about it. It's called Deserter by Ian Williams, and it's the most in-depth study of Bush's lack of military record that anyone can imagine. It details all of the ways that he wrangled out of fulfilling his obligation to the country, and I think it just does a great job of showing that this is a guy who has never succeeded at anything, really.
That's right, nothing. What's the title of the book again? Deserter.
It's called Deserter by Ian Williams.
Okay.
And I got it through Barnes & Noble, but because I think it's kind of inflammatory, you have to order it special.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those deals. But the other thing I just wanted to say real quick, You have some really good bumper music on your beginnings and endings of your show, especially like the Floyd song.
Yeah.
But there's one that I don't know if you ever thought about running. It's one of my favorites. It's what I kind of the song that opened my eyes when I was in junior high to the Vietnam War and things like that. It's called What About Me by Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Do we have that one, Kathy? We do have some Quicksilver, but I don't know if we have that one. Well, I'll check. We'll check.
Okay, well, thanks again for taking my call, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks for checking in, Stan. I appreciate it. You take care. Sid is calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Sid, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Listen, all you guys, you can stop saying that line. I hate that line, okay?
Okay.
I'm
happy to have known about you by accident. I saw a billboard in California here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And since that day, I listened to 1150 KTLK.
Well, great.
Okay, and I want to talk about one specific subject, but many callers covered many areas I'd like to talk about. But mainly, I grew up in the Middle East, and I feel what you're talking about, like with the Patriot Act.
Right.
And so far, nobody bothered me. I mean, I've been living here for 25 years. I'm happy, and I appreciate I love this country. But I feel what you're talking about. Like, you know, just because the laws are there and you feel you cannot do this, you cannot say that, you cannot be free to speak, it's annoying.
Yeah.
And, but...
may I ask what country you're from?
Well, I'm a... I was born in Lebanon from Palestinian parents.
Oh, okay. I have good friends here in Atlanta who are Palestinian. They are forced to travel, obviously, on a Lebanese passport. And,
actually, it's not a passport. It's a document for refugees.
Right, exactly. It's very sad because my friend here, the man I'm speaking of specifically, his mother lives in London, but his wife's mother lives in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives here in Atlanta and travels to the Middle East frequently. He's an engineer. And it works on construction projects in the Middle East. As you know, there are an enormous number of construction projects going
right.
on.
Right.
But I've had many conversations with him about what he has to deal with. So obviously the two of you probably have some similarities.
Oh, definitely. And at age 15, I moved to Saudi Arabia. My dad used to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to schools there because he didn't let me go back to Lebanon. It was the beginning of the civil war.
Right, right.
And to me, living in Saudi Arabia was difficult because Lebanon was freer than Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And as a teenager, I didn't feel free. Plus, the education, when it came to religion, I didn't like it at that time. I don't like the way things are being taught. When I complained to my dad, he said, "What do you want me to do? Change the country for you?" And I settled for 9 years. Then I came here in 82, and since then I've been here. And
well, Sid, I only have about 20 seconds left. Let me just say this: I'm glad you called in, and I hope you'll call again. And I'll be sure to take your call before we're running out, because I would like to get your perspective. I realize you've been here for 25 years.
Right.
I have lived in the South for over 35 years, and I'm still not considered a Southerner.
And you never will be.
And I never will be. My wife is from the South. But the point I was trying to make with that, even though you've been in the United States for 25 years, I want to get your perspective on some of the issues that concern the Middle East. Thanks, Sid.
And the nice thing is that my wife is from Israel, too.
Oh, well, good. This will be an interesting conversation. I hope to hear from you again. Take care. We'll see you Monday night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oh, yeah. Have a nice weekend. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Just like my mama said, I'm going straight to hell.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back.